We're grateful that we're able to do the online service for those of you who can't attend or just like to follow along what's going on at Bethel, or for your own personal edification. I pray that these messages are a blessing to you. And I entitled my message this week, Shake It Off. In June of this year, in fact, June the 21st, Taylor Swift arrived at Wembley Stadium in London. Now, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan or really don't know much about her, although she's in the news all the time. And I don't understand some of her songs, meaning I don't understand the words. I have to, in order to get it, I need to do the closed caption. But anyhow, she went to London to perform a very popular concert. That same Friday when she was there, before the weekend show began, the royal family shared a video on Instagram of the royal guard. You know, those ones that always just stand perfectly still and silent. And they were joyfully rocking to Taylor Swift's song, Shake It Off. I thought that was pretty cool. The band formed like a semi-circle right in front of Buckingham Palace during the change of the guard. And it was a wonderful display of Britain's youthful and fun-loving spirit. Later in social media, this video of Prince William celebrating his 42nd birthday with his children, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, and dancing joyfully with the concert people and the rest of the Swifties. Well, that clip sort of made me smile. Because we know the public, and the public knows what the royal family has been going through. It's been on the news almost 24/7. Both Princess Catherine and King Charles have been struggling with cancer. Yet that evening in June, Prince William was able to dance along with his children for a little while to shake it off the pall and worry and experience joy in that moment. No rumors, no gossip, no worries, no stress. Just a joy-filled evening and a dream come true for the young family. And, of course, a photo with Taylor Swift. Well, the song, Shake It Off, written in 2014, Swift told the media was her own response to the haters, the rumors, and the gossip circulating about her at the time, and the assumptions made by others about her life, and refusing to become a victim, she said. Instead of sloughing it off with vitriol, with joy, she created the irresistible driving pop hit song, now reviewed 3 billion, that's what it be, times online. The song going viral is so enticing, and you can't help but dance to it. Well, you too can throw away your cares and get into the beat and shake off your cares and worry and stress and frustration. All you have to do is let it go and dance, dance, dance. Dance with the Lord of the dance. Now, Swift, she truly is a talented performer, and she is very seasoned with stage presence. And she's also an example of someone who doesn't let the impediments of life or the negativity of others get her down or steal her voice. An icon for young girls, as well as boys and kids and adults alike. Her spirit of resilience and energy and raw thrive within a culture often fraught with finger pointing and insults and gossip and side taking and envy. Feeling refreshingly dynamic and ultimately life-giving. No matter what life throws at her, she shakes it off and keeps on dancing. Well, that's interesting, you know, and the football player Kelce, you know, they're got a romance going right now, and a lot of people pointing fingers, but she just throws it off. I think that's wonderful. I think we all should do that, because when life feels hard, we just need to do the shake. Animals know how to shake it off as well. You know what I'm talking about. A dog goes out in the rain, and he's out there roaming around. He comes to the door, and you let him in, and He's covered all wet, and what's he do? And he shakes off all the stuff. He wags his tail, and he walks away with a little lift in his step after shaking off all that rain. Well, why do we make it so hard sometimes? Why do we let life get us down when we've got the Lord of the Dance in our corner, teaching us how to dance through life? Jesus does, and He is the Lord of the Dance. Jesus knows that joy and the ability to shake off worry and stress are vital to our ability to stay energized on the mission that God has given us in the world. He's our example. Cause things to get tough, people get hard situations. Yeah, we do. And when situations get hairy and entangled, and that residue has a tendency to stick to our spirits like gum on a shoe. What an image. Think about that. That image is what the writer of Hebrews and the early scholars believe that the Apostle Paul was talking about, but we really don't know. But it offers us such situations. He said, let us unload ourselves of every weight and entangling sin, which cling to us, so that we can run with endurance and the race set before us. Wow, Hebrews 12:1. Or what the prophet Isaiah said, very similar. Shake off your dust, rise up, free yourself from the chains that's on your neck, and for without money you'll be redeemed. So how do we do with setbacks and failures? And we've all had them. How do we cope with the knockdowns and the hardships? And how do you stay calm when the pressure's on? Think about it. How do you deal with rivalry and envy? How do you stay on track or your mission when your mission feels threatened? And what motivates you and I to keep on running when we feel like we're stumbling? You got to shake off the dust and keep on dancing. Yeah, you know, think about it, though. You know, we walk through places and we get dust all over us and different things, and we can shake off the dust. But when we walk through a field, you know, those hitchhikers, they stick to us, and what do we got to do? We got to pick them off. But dust is a great metaphor in Scripture. One of the most common and pervasive metaphors we find in the Scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, we learn that we are all dust. But that's not all we are. We're so much more than this. We've been formed by God from dust and water, molded into the human form, and then inbreathed with life of the Holy Spirit of God, given life and breath and meaning and identity as children of the living God. In God, we become more than just dust, more than just simple goo or glob, or more than just a chunk of the earth. With God's breath in our lungs, we become more than flesh and bones, more than our mistakes and sins, and more than just a, you know, trip to the grave. Life, whether in this world or the next, is beautiful and a very valuable thing. And we are to cherish it. We are to celebrate it. And we are to praise God for it. Above all, dance through it with joy and thanksgiving. And even when times get tough, Jesus tells us when things feel tough, all we have to do is shake off the dust, and we can free ourselves to learn how to dance again. Jesus knows how important this advice to shake off the dust will be for His disciples in the Scripture, but more importantly, for us today, modern day disciples. Jesus knows that His mission, God's mission, is not going to be easy for His disciples. Their lives are not going to be easy, and discipleship is not an easy job at all, as most of us modern-day disciples know. It will be fraught with pain and persecution and rejection and self-doubt and frustration and disillusionment and even death. He tells them on multiple times in Scripture, as He is sending them out on their missional journey. But Jesus has a solution. He gives them a prescription for for dealing with stress and the tendency to feel like they've failed. A cure-all solution for sin, self-doubt, anger, rejection. And Jesus knows that they will face it, both those disciples in his day and us modern-day disciples. For he understands the debris that can stick to our souls when we start disbelieving in ourselves and others, and above all, in God and God's mission. It's easy to get discouraged, there ain't no doubt about that, especially when people get after us with all kinds of attempts. We try to be kind, but then it's not easy. We be kind, and sometimes people don't pay us back with kindness, you know. It's easy to become disillusioned when we seem to keep on trying and failing every time. Now I know it's easy to get down on ourselves when we feel we must be doing something wrong or that people just don't like us. As preachers, we have a tendency to overreact with that because then we become people pleasers, but we experience the same thing as everyday people. It's easy to become frustrated and want to give up when we feel our attempts are at mission or relationships are just plain downright useless. But, I love the buts, Jesus' message is clear. Let that debris that is cluttering up your life, let it go. Dust yourself off and keep moving. Get out to my people in love, he says, and love them and heal them and share with them the good news of the gospel. Be kind, be humble, be in service, and make it simple. Don't complicate the gospel. Don't feel divisive and defensive if they don't hear you right away or ever. Don't feel that you've failed if someone doesn't want to befriend you. Don't get down on yourself if it seems you haven't done what you'd hope you do. Don't chastise yourself for every mistake. Don't sweat it if you aren't the biggest, the best, and the greatest, and the coolest of all. For that is not your mission, and even Jesus couldn't reach them all. Just go out and be you. And if you encounter the haters, the gossipers, the disbelievers, the doubters, hey, shake off the dust and go dancing on your way with the Lord of the dance. How cool. Oftentimes we too have many expectations of ourselves and what we believe should be the fruit or even return for our time and energy. But Jesus never asked us to deliver the goods. He only asked us to deliver the message. And the rest is up to God. You hear me say a lot of times, I just want to be a seed planter. I want to plant seeds. I want to plant seeds of the gospel. And if I'm blessed to be able to harvest the labor of somebody else who planted a seed in somebody's life, it's wonderful. But if you're a seed planter, you just left the rest up to God. And sometimes that's the most important dust that we need to remove, the dust of our own expectations, the dust of our own need to control the outcomes of every situation. I'm guilty of that. It's one of my character defects. But the dust of our desire to succeed is imprinted upon us by our culture and our upbringing, and the dust of our own grief, doubt, discouragement, insecurities, and even disillusionment. But in the scriptures, we see that metaphor for dust most often. When people are mourning and grieving and discouraged by life, they literally set in the dust. Woe is me. They don sackcloth and ashes. They throw up the dust upon their head, and they smear dust on their feet, in their face, in their clothing, and they mire their spirits in the mud of their tears. But, I love the buts, Jesus tells us, if we want to be part of God's mission, we need to shake off that dust, shake off the doubt that binds you, shake off the fear that paralyzes you, shake off the hesitancy that inhibits you, and keep on dancing. Do the wet dog shake, if you would. I like that. You know, and move forward with a smile on your face and a lift in your step. Why? Because that's what the disciples do. Modern-day disciples and the original, and more than that, that's what apostles do. the ones that go on teaching. We don't let our voice be stifled by mud throwing. We don't let our feet be mired in the muck. So whatever is keeping you back from expressing your true self, your joy of the gospel, your love of people, your zest to build relationships with all kinds of people, your ability to love freely and authentically, and your encouragement to keep on moving when things get tough. What do they say? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. I like that. So kick off the dust, church. And whatever you carry with you will inhibit your spirit. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And it will inhibit your ability to allow the light of God to shine through you. Have you ever tried to look through a dusty, muddy window? In order to see clearly, you got to remove the dust. Your dust is the perception of your own sin, your own failure, your own guilt, your own anger that you carry with you. And your dust will inhibit others from seeing the beautiful person that God has made you to be. So kick off the dust, people of God, and let us all do the wet dog shake, where we have places to go and people to see and our amazing God-given lives to live, in Jesus' name. Well, thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you in person in church sometime soon. But, you know, pray that you got something out of the message of just shake it off. I don't know about you, but I done preached myself happy. God be the glory, in Jesus' name. Have a good day.